I was at a pickleball tournament this weekend.
Yeah, you're not saying much about it.
I don't like to talk about pickleball.
Was it? Not,
I don't like to talk about
it. That's a lie. Did you do so bad that you don't even want to acknowledge it?
Yes. I have the least clutch mind of anybody ever on earth. We played these teams. I'll just go into it just briefly, okay? You have to win pool play to get to the playoffs, okay? So you have to play four matches and win your pool play. The first match we played was against these guys who you could tell in warm-up, all right, we're better than them. We're slightly better than them. Okay, and we knew it. And we started playing, and they got a lead, and I was just spraying balls all over the place. I had to apologize to my partner, to the Diesel. And I was just like, I'm spraying. I'm spraying today, okay? I'm spraying.
Is that a common term?
I think I made that up. I was like, I am spraying. And he's like, you are spraying. Calm down. You know, it's nerves. It's nerves. They went ahead
was
of
there
us.
Was there a crowd at all?
Yeah, there was a crowd. In fact, they had an old
bleachers?
They had an old guy cheering for them. And every time I'd mess up, they'd go, oh, you got him again.
I found the weak link.
And I could hear him. I looked over at him a couple of times.
I don't know whose dad that is, but I'm about to take him out.
I'm spraying.
Hit it to the old left, to the big left-hander.
Well, they kept saying. And when they beat, well, they were ahead. You played to 15.
Okay.
They were ahead 14-3. Okay. Diesel said, let's call timeout. I said, all right. They're at 14-3. Timeout. Diesel comes over. He's like, we have nothing to lose. Just play loose. We're down 14-3. Let's just play loose. Okay. So finally, I relax. I start playing. We make it 14-13. All right. We come all the way back.
It's point after point.
And we're serving at 13-14. We could win the game. You have to win by one. You have to win 15. Okay. And you could tell they're getting frustrated. They start calling timeout. One of them's daddy says, hit it to the big left. He kept saying that. He's like, Jeremy, hit it to the big left-hander. And I looked over at him and said, I can hear you. Okay.
Easy, Jose Menendez.
Okay. Thank you. That's right. That's what it looked like. It was a very Jose Menendez moment.
He's the dead dad.
The dead dad.
Yeah, he's the one, yeah.
All right. So they call a timeout at 14-13. We're serving. Diesel says, let's take it. Let's take it by the throat. At that point, I said to myself, I'm keyed up again. I'm spraying again.
What'd you say, throat?
All right. Sprayed my serve. Out. They get serve. Beat us 15-13. Okay. Totally my fault. Okay.
Pool one.
We've lost. Now Diesel says, no pressure, but we need to win the rest of these. All right. We have to win the rest.
We've driven this far.
We drove an hour and 20 minutes in the minivan. We drive an hour and 20. Air conditioner didn't work. Boy, that hurt the Diesel too. The AC.
What is it with you?
In fact, the lower I would put the temperature, the hotter the air.
Did you just open up the windows?
I had to. I was like, I'm sorry about this. He was sweating, but it's on the way down. So, second game, team is very good. The team we're playing is very. They wound up winning it all.
Ah.
I was about to say spoiler alert, but I don't think anybody's going to go there. They wound up winning the goal. We go up 13-1. We're ahead
13-1.
We're ahead 13-1 on the second team.
I mean, if this was betting,
right,
I'd cash out with almost,
of course.
Yeah, because you're winning.
We're
yeah.
13-1. Because at this point, I'm just like, I'm just playing. All right. And they didn't have a cheering section the way the first guys did. So it's 13-1. They call timeout. Diesel says, let's not relax. Let's keep it up. You know,
finish this.
I start spraying. We lose 15-13.
So how many in a row did they score?
14. 14 in a row. We lose 15. So we've lost two matches in a row, 15-13.
Yeah.
And Diesel says, I see no way we can come out of this pool. However, let's make sure we keep playing at a high level in order to get ready for next week. You know, for next time we play. Let's remember this experience and keep playing. Then we start winning. We win a couple in a row. And then we get to the final match. We play our fifth one. We win a couple in a row. Now we're playing the fifth one. And again, good team. Back and forth. The score is 13-12. We're winning. They call timeout. Diesel says, if we win this match, we can make it out of pool play. I have checked the standings. If we win this match, we can make it out of pool play. Spray. They win 15-13. Thank you. Good night. We drive home.
Drive home safely.
My brain cannot take, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I just might as well tell him, I'm done. It's over. You know, I just said.
Maybe you guys should stop calling timeouts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just play.
Exactly. One of the other guys who was not in our pool, this is why I liked this. His son was there, who was like six, okay? And he was like playing with his mom, but he was treating his brother badly. You could tell. The kid was disruptive. You could hear him on the other court and everything. So as we're leaving, I'm licking my wounds. I'm changing in my flip-flops in the back of the minivan. I'm changing. And he didn't know I was there. And he took the kid aside and he said, I love you so much, but you need to think about the choices you've made today. And we're leaving because you cannot make the right choices. You were on your brother. You know you did wrong. I am going to sit you here in this car and talk to you about it for a while. And then your mom is taking you home. Well, the kid's like, yeah, you know, he's really upset. The mom comes to drive him home. I come out of the back of the minivan, shoeless. And I say to the guy, you're a good father. I just heard you say that, and you are a good father. And he said to me, you're the guy that choked all those games away.
Oh, where are your shoes?
One of your UFOs is under my car.
Exactly. Those are the two
things. Actually, I was talking to you.
Huh.
Your behavior today.
I wasn't speaking to my son.
I wasn't talking to my son.
What you did out there was...
reprehensible.
Inappropriate.
Horrible.
And reprehensible. And will not go unpunished.
Awful. I need to like run
laps. You disrespected me, the game.
Everything. Everything about it.
Are you home by lunch?
No, it started at 1. It started at 1. We were home by 4:30. I mean, it did not.
Saw the late football
game. Oh, got it home in time. I was Broncos game. I was home 5 minutes into it. And we had played, and it was an hour and 15-minute drive. So that's, what, 2.5 hours. It took us 2 hours to get our tails beat 4 times.
Did you get a shirt?
No, I signed up too late. I said.
That's right. This was a last-minute entry.
Tournament. And I said to the lady who was checking us in, I was like, do I get a shirt? No, God, no.
Oh, no.
She looked at my name and said, oh, sir.
Not you.
No, dude, not getting a shirt.
We just took your money.
Unbelievable.
What's next on the schedule?
Well, he said, we need to get right back into it. I said, do we? He goes, we need to enter something fast. I said, should we? Really? I might need a break. He may look for a new partner. I mean, I'm spraying. I got the sprays. I've heard that before. I've got the sprays. God, terrible. And I kept thinking, my brain is mush. I mean, we'd go ahead 13-12, and I'd be like, well, how am I going to lose this one? You know?
I stand with Chris Dem. I think it's the timeouts.
I do, too.
You just have to stay in the zone and stop.
Exactly.
Because then you start looking ahead. You heard the diesel. All right, we've got this one. I've looked ahead. We're going to still be able to.
Make it a pool play.
You just got to win.
And then I'm just
how does he not know that's death?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It was absolutely horrible. And the guy that beat us the last time, he's like, how'd you do in your other matches? I was like, we have only won 2. And he goes, how? You guys are better players than that. I said, I just pointed to my head. That's where I am.